Welcome to your business education station. This is Mind Your Business Radio on TalkZone.com. Our mission is to educate women and people of color about the financial and legal aspects of business, personal finance, and changing your money mindset to create financial freedom. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Florence Seiler, CPA, and attorney Althea DeVar Johnson.
Good morning to Mind Your Business. This is Althea DeVar Johnson. My co-host, Dr. Flo Seiler, is on the way.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Right.
And I'm quite sure Mike will let us know exactly how we can make our bodies right, because I need a lesson.
I need a lesson.
So I think we're going to get right to it. Mike, introduce yourself. Come on in and tell us about yourself.
Well, good morning, ladies, and thanks for having me. My name is Michael Folks, and I am the owner and CEO of MakeMyBodyRight.com as well. You can find me on the web. And what we're doing here is therapy, which includes massage therapy, ionic foot bath, which is a detoxing therapy. We're doing skincare, which is also a form of therapy. I know most people don't think of it that way, and reflexology as well. Also, what's going to be incorporated here in our business, briefly, is I'm going to be having organic food being brought in so it's going to be a drop-off and pick-up spot as well for people, or organic food baskets. So it's raw food.
Oh, good.
And let me tell you, ladies, you listeners, when you get your foot massaged, you have a gentleman that is very handsome.
Yeah. So we can have a live stream.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mike, tell us, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing therapy for about 5 years. I've been in the cosmetology industry, which is, I believe, related for over 10 years prior to that. So I figured it was just an extension of the industry.
Of this industry.
So when you say you were in the cosmetology industry, in what way?
Well, I'm a cosmetologist still. In New York, I studied with Vidal Sassoon.
Okay.
And, worked at some fairly high-end salons and spas. So I am knowledgeable as to the operations and what's needed in qualified in the industry.
All right.
And I want to tell you guys, I had the pleasure of getting a foot massage by Mike.
Okay.
Baby, it was really good.
Yeah.
Well, so that's something that's like rooted, the reflexology thing, that's like rooted in Asian culture or something like that, right?
It is. Because there are what's called meridians in our bodies.
Right.
And certain spots on our feet represent certain organs in our body as well. So, it does help to, in detoxing, relaxing, and energizing all at the same time.
I see.
Interesting.
All right, Ms. Co-host, you are here.
I don't feel like talking yet.
Oh, really?
How you doing?
You know what? That's a first. So we going to keep on.
I'm still in shock. If any of you all know Atlanta and Atlanta's traffic, I need to
She's in the right place.
She's in the right place.
Yeah, she's in the right place. All right, well, we are going to take a break at this point, and we'll be right back with Mind Your Business Radio.
You're listening to Mind Your Business Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Florence Seiler and Althea DeVar Johnson.
Well, we are back after some technical difficulties. And, yeah, I had to put it in. people in our business industry.
Did everybody, before we get started, did everybody say who was here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make
you're
sure.
Late now. You're late.
I know. I want to make sure that the ladies of the View got their shout out.
Okay. Don't you think I know
they got their shout out.
Yeah.
And so then what questions did you ask Mike what questions need to be asked of Mike?
The question needs to be asked, how important. So often people are doing things that they have to do. They sometimes confuse when you're taking care of yourself, like wellness massages and drinking, eating properly. They don't think that that's necessary. So can you tell us the importance of mind, body, spirit, why people should do this and include this as part of their every day or every week or monthly regimen?
Well, there are multiple facets to health, as we all know that. And the best part of being healthy is eating naturally possible, exercising, and the relaxation process of relaxing mind, spirit, and body.
Okay, so I have blown all three in one day. Okay. I got up today. I put a gym in my basement. Okay. Oh. I've been working out for 3 weeks straight in my basement, right? Didn't do it today. Haven't eaten breakfast. Stressed out. Okay, so I've already blown the three. So how do I get the rest of my day on track?
It sounds like, first of all, you have to get your mind right.
Yes, okay. That's why we talk about that all the time.
So that's how it works.
Yeah.
We start to, we focus on the mind first.
Yes.
Once you start to feel agitated and stressed,
yes.
You know, and like you don't have control, you have to start focusing on your mind.
Yes.
Slow yourself down. Slow your thoughts down. Bring it into focus.
Okay.
And say, okay, and breathe, you know.
Breathe.
Nice, easy breathing.
Musa.
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
And then, once you calm down, everything will come into focus, and your day will start to flow much more easily. So you've been fighting traffic and it's crazy and all that just to get here, so that's... Multiple layers of stress just getting here this morning. We understand that. So don't worry about missing a workout here and there.
Okay.
Nothing detrimental will happen there.
Okay.
Don't worry about missing a meal either.
Okay. I could miss a few, but okay.
No, it's not good to miss meals.
Yeah.
It's actually better to eat more often than only have 3 meals a day.
But the right thing. Eat the right thing more often.
Well, yes.
Yes.
You know, and it's hard for us, you know, but once you get yourself into a regiment of some sort, it becomes easier than you think.
So do you guys talk about detoxing at all, or, you know, starting from ground zero and just saying, okay, enough is enough. We need to detox and get on the right track.
That's what I'm doing as we speak right now because I've, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm actually detoxing, doing the green juices and the green smoothie cleanse and things like that. That's what I'm doing because my body's feeling sluggish.
Yes.
My liver, it's just feeling sluggish along with the apple cider vinegar. So that's what I'm starting. That's what I want to do now.
But Jacqueline, I'm just going to be honest with you. I love smoothies, right? I do smoothies on a daily basis. I put the kale in with the fruit and all that kind of stuff. And it's very good. Althea's making a face, everybody out there. Althea's making a face, but it really does taste good. I've even added flaxseed into it.
Right.
So those are good. I didn't have time for it this morning, but it was those are really good. However, I'm still hungry. So that's been my...
You're not putting enough in it. Because,
okay.
Like, whenever... I'm not a smoothie expert by any stretch of the imagination, but usually what I do in my smoothies, which leaves me satisfied and full, is that I will put like a half of an apple in there, or I'll put yogurt in there, you know, or something like that to kind of make it thicker and sometimes make it a little bit chewy so that I can feel like I'm doing something.
Okay.
For me, I have to chew.
Okay.
I have to
chew. That's what it is. Yeah. So it's not chunky enough. Mine is
probably too thin.
When you're making it, because for me, when people are making the mistake when they're making smoothies and juices, they're doing too many sweet things. Like they'll put apple, they'll put strawberries, they'll put bananas, and then they'll just pineapples, and they'll just put one green thing in there. So you have to even it out. For me, just like what you mentioned, which I do when I'm making my smoothie, I make it kind of chewy. I do with the blender. I don't put it in a smoothie machine so I can have the crunch. Like I do kale, and it's very important not to every week do, like if you're going to do kale and spinach, don't do it every week because it messes up your pH balance. So one week do kale, the next week do spinach.
I understand. Okay, because I had been on spinach for a long time and I just switched up to kale, but you're saying I should alter it.
Yes.
So Mike, do you give that type of advice too? Do you teach people how to detox? Because I walked in here and I smell the soap, so I'm already relaxing. So what?
Well, I'm a firm believer in staying in your lane.
Okay.
And I agree. I'm not a nutritionist.
Yes.
You know, we all have knowledge about what works, what doesn't.
Yes.
Because we've read and we've heard stories. So I do, by the way, just throw stuff out. You know, what I've noticed works for me or people I've known, that kind of advice.
Okay.
But I wouldn't publish a book.
Yes.
I would suggest that you read or speak to someone more knowledgeable about stuff like that.
Right.
Get better advice that way.
Okay. But you are saying that is part of the whole process. The nutrition is part of the whole thing.
The nutrition is probably, in retrospect, the most important of all things. Therapy, especially massage therapy and detox, is second. And I'll say that because your muscles, obviously, want you eat to support your muscles, which means if your muscles are in good condition, then you're in good condition.
Okay.
Most of our ailments come from muscle issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
People just don't believe that. But I promise you, if your muscles are well conditioned and they're taken care of, you will be fine.
Yeah. So you're saying when you say most of our conditions, are you talking about our aches and pains or our diseases? Which one is it? Is it like
it's waking up
aching and pain? And I just thought it was because I'm over 50.
No.
No. Okay. No.
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
It shouldn't be. With enough stretching.
Okay.
Hydration and the exercise.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what age you are.
Okay. You know? All right.
Sure. At some point we'll all leave, but you know, you can still be in good shape.
Good shape, even as you age.
It's about our quality of life and what we're doing. I think it's about the quality of life, and I believe that, you know, all of us being in business, we need to kind of look at and study and do something about our health, because it does affect how we maintain and stay in business.
Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. When I think about people in my mind, just focusing on people that are quote unquote successful, or people that have stressful lives, or people, you know, our president, people, you know, who are constantly under a lot of stress, it is imperative, right, that they have a good lifestyle regimen. It's imperative that they have some sort of exercise, they have some sort of nutrition and things like that. You know, what's nice though is if you reach that status, then you can have people fix it for you. Have people drive you through Atlanta.
I think people think that this is you have to wait till when you have you have to be in a certain status to do this. When this should be a necessity, because this is whole mind, body, and spirit. Because I found this monastery in Conyers that I'm going to go to and just relax, decompress, and just be one with nature. But I think how important
I just have a question. Why do we have to go to a monastery to do this?
Because that's where I want to go.
I was just asking. Okay, so
you can do it in the back.
I want to
unplug.
A place that dedicated
to
So my question to you is, how do you get across to African Americans because in the Caucasian world this was something norm, and in the Asian world this was the norm, how do you explain what you're doing to tell people that this is imperative, this is necessary, this is a way of life?
The easiest way is to say, just open your eyes and look around.
you see how many people are just dropping like flies.
That's right. Look at this face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And even even the most successful of them all.
That's right.
You know, because people push themselves nonstop and think like they're machines.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like we're not mental.
Right.
But for some reason people feel like they don't need sleep.
They
don't need to eat.
Why
are
you on blast?
They don't need to, you know,
no,
exercise.
You go to the monastery and relax.
And it's always to our detriment.
Well, a lot of entertainers, you know, we were talking about that when we, my husband and I were talking about that when Prince passed. And I was saying, you know, I'm sad, but I'm not shocked. Right. Mm-hmm. Because they lead such on the edge lifestyles. Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just very bad habits, even though they might look the part. They might look like they're in shape. Right.
Yeah. They look healthy.
They look healthy. The makeup, like Mike, you know, it's the lifestyle. Like you said, you have to sleep. They party all, stay up, concerts, whatever. The intake into their body, a lot of drugs as opposed to sometimes nutrition, even if it's not the illegal drugs, sometimes it's the prescription drugs to keep everything moving when it actually, you know, should be more nutrition based and things like that.
Now, here's the issue. Here's the thing. The drugs just masks the issue.
Yes.
It masks the real problems in that our body is going through.
Right.
So it doesn't fix anything.
Yes.
So whatever the issues are, they still exist.
Sure.
Okay. So Mike, what's the difference now? I know like in Hollywood, they probably everybody probably wants a masseuse. They want the whole, you know, body mind type of thing. I think that's real popular. So in short, how is it, you know, what type of customer, you know, our listeners are not necessarily Hollywood customers, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what type of customer. I know you were telling the ladies before how you're expanding and how you're doing things. So let's talk about your customer.
And can we afford you?
How can we not afford him?
Yeah. We'll be right back right after you. Are you going to take us a break?
Oh, yes. We're going to break.
Mind Your Business Radio.
She just came in.
You can file your own taxes. It's simple. Just click. If filing your own taxes is not for you, we've got you covered. Just click to reach a real CPA. Most advice is free, or you can hire a CPA if you're still convinced that tax preparation is just not for you. It's all right here on MyOwnTaxReturn.com. That's MyOwnTaxReturn.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Florence Seiler and Althea DeBar Johnson.
Hey, we're back with Mind Your Business, and I'm here with the ladies in the view. I have to tell you guys, Althea and I enjoy being on the air every single Tuesday, but it is nothing like the once a month when we get together with the ladies from the view. It is like, girlfriends, what's the other show? Anything but Atlanta Housewives. It is everything except for Atlanta Housewives, because we have fun and we're not pretentious and all that other stuff, and I don't care who's listening. But Mike, we were asking you about your customer and your client, and this, you know, who is the person? Do you have to be in a certain social status to afford you? You know, do normal people come to you? Because this is a treat. So, you know, if I want to treat myself to your services, you know, am I your customer? How do I do it?
Well, first of all, again, we were talking about this off air. Mm-hmm. You said, how do you treat yourself? Mm-hmm. And most people do tend to think of it as a treat, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's really a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you buy one less handbag, one less purse,
mm-hmm.
you know, one less suit kind of thing, mm-hmm. and take care of yourself instead of treating yourself,
mm-hmm.
each month you will have a longer, prosperous, more healthy life.
The way I figured out that this was a necessity in life, a massage,
I was showing a house in Gwinnett County a couple of summers ago, and I remember going up the stairs, and all of a sudden my body just stopped. Like, I couldn't turn this way, I couldn't turn that way, and my client was walking up the stairs with me. I'm like, oh my God, we gotta stop. I can't move. My whole body just stiffened up. And I'm like, what in the world? Why I couldn't move my neck? And I freaked out. And I called the guy that I was going to do my massages with, but I had stopped going for a while. And he was like, you need to get in here right now. And ever since, I just made it a process, a routine thing. It's like, you can't miss massages. You're under too much stress. You wear these heels, you're walking all over the place. You can't go without a massage. It's just a way of life. So then I started learning, like, oh, I was thinking it was,
the question that I have, though, is, you know, a lot of times when people make the decision, right, that they're going to eat healthy, you know, there have been like tons of studies that have been done talking about the cost of living, you know, a healthy, organic life.
Right.
So much more expensive than it is to just, you know,
pig out.
Not even necessarily pig out. I mean, you know, when you're talking to the average person in terms of, you know, the person with just, just an average income, right? It seems as though things like this, like the massages and all of that kind of stuff.
And shopping at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, those types of things, or even in the regular grocery stores. When you go into the organic aisle, it's supposed to be the aisle that doesn't have all the preservatives and the additives, and it's supposed to be the pure stuff. It's, you know, much more, maybe 20 to 30% a lot of times, sometimes even more expensive than, you know, the stuff that you can get in the center of the aisles that's going to be less expensive. What would you say to somebody like that? You know, the person who doesn't necessarily have the money for the extra handbag, or, you know what I mean? Like, to kind of get started, like, what would be some things that you would suggest? If that's not like too deep of a question.
No, that's fine. I think first off, I always say everything's a mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, when I found out the detriment of red meat, really, mm-hmm. I just stopped eating red meat. I didn't say I'm going to stop next week. I just stopped, mm-hmm. which means I was spending a lot less money on burgers and stuff with red meat in it, mm-hmm. because it costs a lot. Even the cheap ones cost still. It's expensive. You can start cutting stuff out.
Right,
that you don't necessarily need.
Mike, and what you just said, ribeye?
Well, again, a ribeye today, hospital tomorrow.
Okay. You know, it's more expensive to pay for the hospital and the medications mm-hmm. later versus eating right
And you
today.
Know what's so sad, guys? What's so sad is my dogs eat better than I do. I'm seriously, because since they were puppies, since they were 3 weeks old, they've been on Blue Buffalo mm-hmm. dog food.
My dog too.
Right? Blue Buffalo dog food, I spend, for a 30-pound bag, I spend over $50-something dollars.
And you know that's a shame.
Okay? They go through that bag probably in less than 2 weeks. Okay? So I'm spending almost $100 a month on dog food. And my reason for doing it is because that's the dog food that's natural. That's the dog food, right, mm-hmm. that has kept my dogs away from the vet. Mm-hmm. And every time someone looks at my dogs, right, they say, wow, you know, your dogs are so healthy. And they're so pretty, yeah, right? They're so pretty. They're so healthy. They don't look at me in disgust. Yeah. they are vet free, right. You know, but it's shameful.
I'd be willing to say to you that the people that you just mentioned earlier that you're asking me about, I'm willing to bet half of them smoke. Mm-hmm. Cigarettes are expensive, but they find it. They find the money to buy it. Mm-hmm. You know, they drink.
They find
the
money.
You know, alcohol is expensive. Yeah. They find the money to buy it.
I guess husband grew up on a farm, right? So mm-hmm. even we go home now, you know, you want some watermelon, you go out in the field, you get it, you bring it back and you eat it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so certain things, like, you know, bell peppers.
Uh-huh.
Bell peppers, you go in the store now, they're so expensive. We go home, we get it by the, you know, we get it by the, yeah. I mean, you know, and so it's just not the It's not the same,
but I wish, again, that in this country, health insurance would somehow help. Because for me, coming from healthcare, I was responsible for getting Blue Cross Blue Shield to pay for chiropractic care. It took me 3 long years, and it was hard. And I had to go and fight with them and bring supporting documentation. Because coming from New York, our insurance covered practically everything. Mm-hmm. Coming to Georgia, I was so shocked that it doesn't cover massage. At that time, it doesn't cover this. It doesn't cover that. It was crazy. And then the food. So I had to adapt coming here. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to, like Mike was saying, we have to, for some of my friends, because I'm vegan. So some of my friends, I have to change their thinking when they're asking me, like, I like ribeye. Or I like, you know,
what you saying? You know, I said I like ribeye. What you saying?
I love it. But it's so true. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be transparent with you.
Yes.
When I leave this country, or like if I'm out of this country and I go overseas, I will eat red meat.
Okay.
I don't eat it in the United States because of all the antibiotics and all that kind of stuff. Right. So I will not do that.
So in other words, if you know that the meat is not tainted, if it's the fresh thing, like when Joshua goes to the farm and you know.
Because out of the country, you actually see the head of the animal right next to. I was in China and I was shocked.
Because when I was in China, they allow you to pick your duck in front of you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
The prices. So if I wanted to get a reflexology massage, how much does that cost? Something like that cost.
Well, everything's on their website price-wise now. I believe the reflexology is at $35, $35-$40 for a half an hour.
Okay.
Massages will start at $55.
For half an hour?
For an hour.
Hour?
For
an hour. Oh, that's good. That's not bad.
Yeah,
56
minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And deep tissue.
All that stuff.
I can't do that.
Newer muscular therapy is also included. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's a mixture of all the therapies in one, but it's actually fixing ailments, not just rubbing on muscles.
Now, say for instance, if I was somebody that said, okay, well, I want to do this. I know this is something I want to do. I want to do it on the monthly basis, or I want to just pay something where I can have a fixed cost that I can put into my budget. Do you have like a membership or some type of, I don't want to say frequent shopper card, but you know.
I do know what you mean. And all that is coming because we're just getting this pushed out the door. Mm-hmm. So everything hasn't been finalized, mm-hmm. but yes, everything will be updated on the website shortly. It's www.makemybodyright.com.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing you, and correct me if I'm wrong, that sometimes just getting started with the small things will help us to go a little bit further and a little bit deeper into at least affording your services.
My services are really middle of the road.
They are.
And
that
from the business aspect, you have to know what you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So even and you have to stand by, your work as well. So you don't give stuff away.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That's not how you do business.
That's right.
And but basically what I'm saying is I am where everyone can afford it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's that's basically.
Do you make house calls?
Where we do make house calls.
Mm-hmm.
And again, go to the website. Everything's there.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Now, Jackie, you brought up the insurance aspect. In Georgia, is it no insurance coverage for massage? What is the difference, though, between the chiropractic
and the masseuse? For me, from that, what most doctors were doing, chiropractors were doing, they were hiring MD doctors to come on board.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have an MD doctor who also has a homeopathy license, they've been doing that also. And then the insurance will cover that.
Okay.
So that's but when the chiropractor is involved.
you know, but not just straight out going to a regular massage.
Right.
So then you have to check your insurance to see. Mm-hmm. But insurance companies now, again, are working with pharmaceutical companies. They're pulling that. Maybe 5 years ago, every plan covered it, and a lot of people didn't know because I had to educate people to, hey, look at your insurance. What they're doing now, they're removing that from the health insurance plan. So now you're going to have to pay for your masseuse. So if something's wrong, they want you to go to your MD doctor, and they give you prescriptions.
Okay. Okay.
To get a massage or...
Oh, prescription to take pills.
Get on drugs. I got you.
Get on drugs.
Okay. So here's the thing. If Jocelyn brought up a good point about, you know, having membership or whatever and coming on a frequent basis, is one massage even worth it? Or should you have a regimen of massages? I mean, can you benefit from just having one massage, or does it need to be a... Does it need to be a regimented type of thing?
It's how I like to put it is no ailment starts overnight. It is a process.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be fixed overnight.
Right.
You can't come in for an issue that you've had for 2 years and expect one massage to fix it.
Okay.
Therefore, you get on a small regimen to take care of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And once the issue has been resolved, then you can, you know, take a longer time in between if you need to.
Wow.
But you never stop.
Are you considering putting a practice down south? Because it wouldn't benefit me to come here because I would be stressed getting here. You'd relieve the stress and I'd be stressed right back as soon as I got on 75. So you're thinking about doing something in the south?
Yes,
oh, that's
in,
perfect.
In the Decatur area.
Perfect.
Mike, can you give us an example of some of the issues that you help your clients to resolve?
I'd say the most frequent one is frozen shoulder. I don't think you've ever heard anyone say that, but you'll get serious pains in your shoulder and scapular region to where you can't put your bra on or, you know, snap your bra properly when you put your arm back.
Uh-huh.
That's where you get that pain. And you'll sometimes have tingling running down your arm. That's depending on the severity of it.
You could be
at the beginning stage, the middle stage, or if it gets too bad, you may even have to have surgery.
Let me ask this question. My daughter, all three of my daughters are athletes, but my oldest one is she plays volleyball and she's a hitter. She's a hitter. I mean, she's a powerful hitter, but she, you know, at the end of the day or at the end of her match, like this weekend, she had 5 matches. So, you know, she's doing, you know, the rotating arm kind of thing. And we always tell them, you know, as athletes, we tell them to ice it when you're done. Do you think a regular massage regimen is something that would be something that should
to implement?
Right.
Oh, most definitely. However, there are also rotator cuff exercises that she needs to do to strengthen those muscles.
Okay.
Because there are more than one muscles in the rotator cuff, by the way. So if once she gets those types of exercises going, you know, to strengthen massage as well as strengthening exercises will be most beneficial for her, not just one or the other.
Okay.
Well, at my age, I suffer from arthritis.
Arthur?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had a date with Arthur.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, okay.
He comes
by my house every now and then.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, I'm trying to get rid of that boyfriend. What should I do?
I don't think massage is a cure-all for arthritis.
Sure.
I do believe it helps to alleviate some of the pain.
Uh-huh.
If you get regular work.
Okay. And I know we're coming on to the break. We got 1 minute. What I want to know Mike, is how, because I'm learning from you that this massage therapy is more in depth than I thought, right? So do you deal with any of the nerves and, you know, the nervous system type of thing, or is it all just mainly the muscular?
Right. No, we're not doctors. So, no, we work on muscles.
Yeah.
I remember I said earlier in the show I tried to stay in my lane.
So I
need the physiological stuff to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know how to spot issues and recommend that you do.
Go to a doctor. Yes. Okay, because it's deeper than just a muscle.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well, good. We're at a break. We're going to be right back with Mike. And name of your business is?
Make My Body Right.
Make My Body Right. I just want to stay here all day. If you can make my body right, I will not leave. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Mind Your Business Radio. And we'd like to know a little bit more about you. Please visit our Facebook page and take a brief survey to let us know what you'd like to hear on our program. You could win a free financial or estate planning consultation. Just go to facebook.com/mindyourbizradio or search Mind Your Business Radio on Facebook. And thanks again for listening to Your Business Education Station.
You can file your own taxes. It's simple. Just click myowntaxreturn.com. But if filing your own taxes is not for you, they've got you covered. Just click myowntaxreturn.com to reach a real CPA. Most advice is free. Or you can hire a CPA if you're still convinced that tax preparation is just not for you. And they have tax tips that you can use for the upcoming tax season. It's all right here on myowntaxreturn.com. That's myowntaxreturn.com.
And now back to Dr. Florence Eiler and Althea DeBar Johnson for more of Mind Your Business Radio on Talk Zone.
Well, you know, as always, we have more interesting conversations off air.
And I keep trying to get y'all to bring it back.
Well, okay, we're gonna bring it back. Okay,
Pamela.
So, Mike, tell us about your personal regimen that you do every day.
Okay, quite simply, once I wake up, I will have a glass of water. I sometimes put lemon juice in it, lime juice or not.
Okay,
just depends on how I feel.
That's your first thing you said.
First thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Room temperature. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I like coffee, and even though it kind of gives me the jitters, I love it anyway, so I drink my Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Get that going.
Well, what's in your coffee?
Condensed milk.
Okay.
That's it.
Come on. All right. Yeah, I need to know. Look, if you want to look like Mike, you got to do what Mike does. Okay. Uh-huh.
Then I'll eat a bowl of just oats.
Just dry oats.
Mix it with water.
I'll
pour some honey on
the
top.
Yeah, but his oatmeal, not the in the packet oatmeal. Real oats. The roll oats.
Yeah.
And I'll put. Sometimes I put turmeric in it, or I put cinnamon in it, and I'll eat that. So I have a big bowl. Then when I'm done with that, I give maybe 10-15 minutes later, I'll have a grapefruit. And that's my breakfast.
Okay, I like it.
Maybe half an hour after that, I'll have a banana. You know, and throughout the day, within say 2 hours, if I go work out, then when I'm done working out, I have pasta. So I'll eat the pasta.
Yeah, so burn up.
Just like that. And I'll put some sauce on it. Nothing special. So I haven't had any meats yet. Like that. Maybe say dinner.
You're from Jamaica. Where are the peas and rice coming in at?
I can't cook.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I
just don't have the time to cook all that.
No saltfish. I hear none of this.
I buy those things.
All right.
I would cook that.
Okay.
When I cook for myself, it's real quick. It's real simple.
Yes.
Easy.
Okay.
So basically, but throughout the day, I'm having a bran muffin, you know, and I'm drinking, as I'm driving, I'm drinking one or two bottles of water.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep sipping, and whatever, cookies. I'll eat what you consider garbage food, like chips, but not all day, every day, and not a lot.
Yes.
You know, like Pringles, I'll have enough, you know, to cool. And by the end of the day, sometimes that's my lunch is my biggest meal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't even eat, I'll eat the trail mix for dinner.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So I'll eat trail mix and I'll have oranges.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
You know,
you're right.
And well, what
can't afford that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right.
It didn't sound too expensive.
Yeah, because we haven't talked about any. We haven't really talked about buying expensive fish. Even though you say you like lobster, you don't have it every day, right? You don't have it every day. So we haven't really talked about anything very expensive, right? We just talked about a life change, a way of life, a way of looking at your basic, looking at your food. And the other thing I like is that you're talking about basically eating a little bit every day. And the reason why I like that
all
is because
all throughout the day.
I'm sorry, all throughout the day. And that's important because a lot of people, you know, a lot of African Americans are diabetic, and so that really helps. Yeah, that helps. You know, any diabetic class you go to will tell you to eat regularly, you know, all throughout the day.
It also helps your metabolism.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you burn more.
Yes.
You think because you're eating, you know, all the time.
Yes.
That you're storing up, but you're not. The more you eat, the less you store.
Yeah. But see, what I wanted to hear from him when he said he had coffee, I was really hoping he was like mochaccino, latte with the syrup, you know.
That's all good. That's all good. I believe I spoke with Jackie about before, and I mentioned to her that I never tell people don't eat anything that you like. I always say make sure you eat everything you like because you don't want to be missing it.
Right. Moderation.
That's all.
Yeah, moderation.
Do you have a cutoff time as far as eating? Do you stop eating? Don't eat after 6 or 7 or it doesn't matter?
I don't have a cutoff time. But if the later you eat, usually people are laying around.
Right.
So the issue is you'll end up with indigestion more than anything else.
Or heartburn.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the time for me is not a factor. Mm-hmm. It's your position. It's the position you're in at the time.
I see.
Yeah. If you're laying in bed and then stuffing, then that's not good on your stomach.
I told a friend of mine, because he gets home late at night, he eats. And I'm like, you need to be sitting up and eating.
Yes.
I said that. My mind.
Well, you know, my problem is I come home late, eat, and then go to bed.
But you sell some products. Is that correct? Can you tell us about some of the products that you sell?
Well, I linked up with someone in Ohio, here in the United States of America, keeping it local, in-house. And they make these natural soaps here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really great on your skin, and it keeps it nice and fresh and shiny. And they have the essential oils in them, so they come different scents. And we do have these products on sale.
Okay.
You know, and they have lotions as well. We don't have them here today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be expanding the line as we go along.
Okay.
Right.
Now, Mike, what can you tell our listeners? Because the name of the show is Mind Your Business, and it's that on purpose, right? Because we know all of these disciplines start with your mindset. So what can you advise us about our mind, about actually getting our mind right to be able to work on our bodies and to be able to discipline ourselves to do the investigation on what types of foods, you know, we should be eating in and how we should be eating in, just to get our mind right?
Well, firstly, I always believe that, as we were saying, we're all old enough to know better all the time.
Sure.
But we still get sucked into the hype. You know, we're being fed things every day, and we already know that it's not right and it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we feel the need to just go with the flow, you know, and we have to fight that urge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to fight, you know, not just get sucked into every commercial, you know, the latest whatever that's on the market, you know, and labels, believe it or not, because it's so beautiful and it's fancy, it draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
But there's absolutely garbage in the bottle, you know?
Right.
Water.
All that stuff.
Right.
You know, all of that's just sugar.
Right, it is
it's
sugar.
Just sugar water.
Sugar water.
And to put some color in it, which is bad for you as well.
Yeah.
It's not natural stuff.
Right.
You know, but we buy it anyway.
Right.
And we give it to the kids anyway.
Right.
You know, and because we think it's healthy.
No, because we're being marketed to.
Yeah.
And even though in the back of your head it says, this is not right, we do it anyway.
And we don't have a habit of reading labels either, right? So we don't have a habit of going into the store and seeing that the first thing on the label says sugar or sucrose or, you know, whatever. We don't really read the label. We would buy the hype, right? We go by the hype in the commercial. Because we see all these active people going, you know, and they're working out, right?
But they're being paid to do that.
Exactly. You know,
they're being paid to say, hey, I drink this.
Uh-huh.
And half the athletes, to be honest with you, they don't drink that stuff.
Right, that's right, that's right.
They have their own bottle that they drink from
uh-huh.
with their own stuff in it.
That their trainer has recommended,
has suggested, yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's why we need to educate ourselves more because for me, it's just disconcerting when I see these people or parents giving their kids soda in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the food.
The juicy juice.
The juicy juice.
Yeah, juicy juice.
You know,
yes.
They're not educating the kids, and the kids are eating cold cereal, and they're running out, and I just don't understand it. Now we have to educate ourselves the best that we can. We have to read the labels. I know sometimes it's like cumbersome, but you've got to read the labels. You got to know what's going on in your kid. You know what's going down in your stomach, much less your children's stomach. You just really have to do it because there's going to be repercussions later on.
I think it's even more than just reading the labels. We need to understand how to interpret what we read.
Right,
I remember years ago, reading, like when you saw something like high fructose syrup.
Uh-huh.
I mean, corn syrup. I'm like, well, I grew up on corn syrup. It's all right. Not good for you.
Right.
Until I became educated on how to interpret what I read, it was then before I could make a conscious decision and say, I'm not getting that. Because even like jelly, I'd be looking, I'm not getting that jelly.
But now it's easier, though, because on the internet, it tells you, and even when you get certain foods, it'll tell you if it's marked, if it's produce, and if it's marked number four, what number four means. Mm-hmm. It's much easier now than it was back in the day, you know?
Well, we have three girls, and we had to switch the kind of, we only buy organic milk now and really try to get the like organic 2% or 1% milk. We really try to get them off of cow's milk altogether.
Oh, yeah, yes,
so it's kind of like a transition because for a long time we did rice milk and they didn't like that. But I'm like, you know, I thought that it was better.
How about almond milk?
That thing. And then we, eggs too.
We do organic eggs
because, you know, I think the main thing as far as the food stuff is concerned is that when you have little girls that are menstruating at 8 and 9 years old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right.
And they, you know, you can't tell. I mean, you go into a middle school and you can't tell them from the teachers.
Right.
You know, you can't tell the women from the teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something going on.
Yeah.
The hormones and different things in the food is just really bad. So I guess what we're saying is if we, you know, we talk about our mindset all the time. And we talk about, you know, Althea and I are constantly saying, you know, how can we get people to change their mind about legal matters, about estate matters, about financial matters. But we also have to change our mind about our bodies and, you know, the mind, body, soul, spirit type of thing. We have to constantly work on ourselves, right? If we're going to reach a certain level of happiness and success, we have to be here to enjoy it, and we have to take care of our bodies. So are we going to give everybody a challenge? Are we going to do a challenge this time, ladies, to try to – I mean, because we've already talked about – Jocelyn and I were talking about diets, and I promise you I'm not going on another diet because when I diet, I always lose weight, and I always gain back more than I lost. Mm. So it's got to be a lifestyle change. I have to – you know, it's a mindset change, which, of course, translates into a lifestyle change. Mike?
I don't know, but just before you said that, I was just going to say to you, don't get hung up so much on the weight thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of time everybody goes, oh, yeah, I need to lose X amount of pounds, yada, 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 and that's the focus.
50 and 30 days, right?
And it's absolutely possible. But once you do that, it's out the window.
Right.
Because, you know, you did it.
That was
the goal.
Exactly.
You made it, and you feel good about yourself, and then you start
picking up. Go back to your old habits.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the deal is you have to make it a lifestyle instead of just a goal.
Yes. Right.
So feeling better
Yes.
As you go along.
Is the goal. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, I like
everything
that.
Everything else will fall into place.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you're going to be doing everything in increments.
Okay. So, ladies, we get together once a month. So what is going to be our goal? We're going to have a feel-good goal. Okay. Of course, what will make me feel good is to get all those clothes in my closet. So let's just, can we come up with, let's go around the room and come up with one feel-good goal that we're going to do, right, as ladies of the view, and we're going to challenge our listeners to do, all right? So we got 2 minutes. So, Althea, what's your feel-good goal? What are you going to do? Come on. We don't have time.
Feeling good.
Okay, you just gonna feel good because you don't need to do nothing with your little slim self. Okay. Jazz?
I don't know. I mean, I think I just need to, for me, my goal is if I can just drink more water.
Yeah.
Because I know when I make a conscious effort to drink more water, I don't have to do anything special or eat anything special. If I drink more water, I just automatically feel better.
Okay.
I'm going to start back walking around the track.
All right. I'm already working out, but I am going to change my mindset about the food that goes in my body.
Jackie?
Definitely.
I don't have to change anything.
You're going to go to the, are you going to the monastery before we get together?
Okay,
You're going to the monastery.
Well, my feel good is I'm implementing 2 days as far as workout. And
two workouts a day?
Yes.
Okay.
6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And then also I'm juicing for 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Juicing for 2 weeks. Leah, you got a feel good goal?
Drink and walk.
Oh, drink water. Drink alcohol and walk it off.
So, Mike, tell us tell us about your business again and how everybody can get in contact with you.
Yeah.
And your location, your address.
We're in Kennesaw here to Meet My Body Right, and we're at 3745 Cherokee Street, Suite 702 in Kennesaw. And the phone number, contact number, is at office is 404-236-9512. Or you can reach me on my cell phone at 678-949-6087.
And
you're with. Or by the website, makemybodyright.com.
All right.
Information up on...
Well, if Mind Your Business listeners, if you go to our website, www.mindyourbizradio.com, you can get information on Mike and his business. You can also, if you get our newsletter, if you click on the woman getting a massage, it goes straight to Mike's webpage.
Nice.
So those of y'all who get the newsletter, if you click on that lady getting a massage, you go straight to Mike's webpage. You can get pricing and everything.
Make your body right.
All right. We out of here?
Yes.
So, So thank you. Mike, any last words for our listeners?
Just thank you very much. And y'all show up now here.
You have been listening to Mind Your Business Radio. Your business education station, your business,
your family,
your life. See you next week.